But since he explains that he has been raised again, there is no chiddush of shame that explains that Gemara that way, except the Rambam. So he says, the Rambam is a yachid, so the middle will do not have to be rich. Chutz von Rambam should force us to be nasu to the Talas. We yachid in the Talas, gam shi bin achas libo, it am a Rambam go get to Shad Mishne, if they come in the Kosarav, the Kosarav will be nasu to the Talas, Kaimro, the Chobu Bayer, the Tzal Bike, after the Lila Meseh, that the Rambam go to Shad Mishne, but the Kosarav will be nasu. Weinch, Elo shall be more libo, the Hotel, and the Dasavi, which one is prayers, so he assumes that no Rishin except for the Rambam would have explained the Gemara that way. And the Rishin who do explain the Gemara that way is because they thought that that's the way that he explained it. But since he establishes that the Rishin has another pshat, so the way there is no Rishin except for the Rambam. So I should believe that the Rambam is from the Rambam, and that's the whole Bible to the cloud. When you have to get the Kamen Yidem, Kamen Yuchte, you can bag and walk a time off, because I'm going to smart how to read all the person will be it. But I'm not going to have to rush back with him, so I have to move smart. The whole Bible is right to get, after a year of Bessie, then keep in touch with the Achatash. But after the rains of the Hachme or Atzma, the Lippe keep in touch with, or the Achatash, no Shabkino, then keep living in the Lippe. I mean, this is what the Mordechai says, Atta Lishem. וכן כוס הפרקח ומבסיוס את כוס שהנדורי והכל שהנדורי הכי כוס ואובו שמעיר וכן דומה שכן עמוד עבור that's the meaning of it all right so so of course tomorrow there's no sheer but fire
July 30th 1982 Yud Menach Mavashan
Tafshim Amis Bli just go over I mean I hope that you went over the Gemara yourself, but just briefly, run over the Gemara. Daf Samach Rav. Before we start the school. Alright. That's the second line from the end of the Omer, Daf Samach Rav Beis. Tone Rabbono, Horei Edam Achmas Tashmi, Shmishameshes, Pamushenu, Shmiyo, Shmishis. Mikam Reim, Echwe Kishamesh, At this is Gare. We did not see that. Okay, you got my lips in the In other words, suppose a woman, a psula, she gets married, and the first three years, after the Nisuri, so she sees Damach Mustachevich, then she's not a psula bible, because then we attribute it to Damsun. But, if she's not Ipsula, or she already stopped seeing Dam, Machmas Psuri, and all of a sudden she started again to see Dam Machmas Tashmish in succession three times, then she does so. This is what Rashi means. With the Nosirach, the Nifonish of Kamei, she cried for Yishavis. So, this is Lach, and there was a Dam Machmas Tashmish. משמשת פעם ראשינו, שניו ושלישית. מכאן ואילך הוא נשאר ונשאר שתסגר איש. וכניוס אל האחר. מי נסיס לאחר ורואה עשות בה מחמסתה שיש. משמשת פעם ראשינו, שניו ושלישית. מכאן ואילך הוא נשאר ונשאר שתסגר עצמו. So if in the first, with the first husband, she sees that machmastash was three times, so yes, in the divorce, and then but she's allowed to get married to somebody else. Then the second husband, she again sees Damach Mustachevich three times in succession, so he too has a divorce. But she's allowed to marry a third husband. Then the third husband, so then she becomes rude if she sees Damach Mustachevich three times in succession with the third husband too. So then she's rude to convince with this Damach Mustachevich with any husband. So maybe she does so. But there is an eight. Of Dike Mishlifak. Mishalesh Parashim Mishlish Mishis. Mikam Beil Hirich. Loiti Sham Hirich Ashi Tidik Atzmo. Kirit Sadi Dekes Es Atzmo. Mei Vi Oshkifer Esu Psycho Makhel. So she brings a tube. And inside the tube there is a painting stick. Umei Yich Munach Al Reishim. And you wrap up the top of the painting stick with a piece of cotton or anything that can absorb, any absorber. Meich is a piece of cotton that absorbs. So then, because why do we have to put an absorbent, a piece of cotton, on top of the painting stick? Because otherwise it might get lost. But if there is a piece of cotton on the top of the painting stick that is inside the tube, so then we'll see that it's absorbed, and we'll see the stain of blood in that piece of cotton. So, on top of the painting stick, if we find dam on top of that piece of cotton, because the top of the painting stick penetrates into the uterus, into the mocker, is the yodua shina mocker. But suppose he didn't find dam on top of the painting stick, but he found the dam on the sides of the tube, not on top of the painting stick, but on the sides of the painting stick. So otherwise that means that only the one portion of the painting stick that is inserted into the tube and penetrates into the uterus, but not the whole painting stick, not the whole tube penetrates into the uterus. So if we see dam on the on the piece of cotton, so that means that the dam emanated from the uterus. But if we see dam, let's say, if this is the painting stick that it enters the uterus, on top of that painting stick, so there is a piece of cotton. And if we find dam here, so that means it emanated from the mochia. But if we find dam here, that didn't even penetrate into the uterus. It's before the uterus. So that's a raya that the dam came from the snodding, from the vaginal canal. In other words, so there is an imitation. So Mela, she is not a soul. Oh, so neither in Sadama Resha may have been Russian Amokel, Loy in Sadama Resha may be Russian as Rodinopo, Vim Yishwa Mako Benzi Mokin, Taylor the Mako. So if she has a Mak, now there are some, you know, who study the Mora by using his own team, especially doctors, you know, they want to know. So they use this on Zino, and a number of doctors who studied the yeshiva at one time, but they're not so, you know, so knowledgeable. So they became very perplexed from this Gemara, because scientifically it is determined that when a woman has a menstrual flow, so the blood comes from the sides of the uterus. And here they understood the Gemara Minatz Godim Yiduash Masonimbo. So they assumed that Minatz Godim means the sides of the mochi. So they said that's contrary to science. On the contrary, every dam of the menstrual flow emanates from the Zdodim. The answer is no. Zdodim here means the sides of the vaginal canal. It doesn't before the uterus, but when it says mochia, it really means the site of the uterus. That's what it means. Alright. Do Rashi not go anymore. Being in Shlom, 1 second. Let's go over the Rashi before we go over the other portion of the price. Alright. Now, with the Yosel Acher, with what is in him, being on the Chazok, כדרשים גם ביהו, וכו בגסים אמרו שלישית. הוא שלישית, שכות עושה שני. וכו בגסים אמרו שלישית. זאת אומרת, הורי ידם הכנסתה שלי, שמשמש אספר בשינו, הוא שניו, הוא שלישית. So there was another guess that what didn't get us הוא שלישית. But not just, הורי ידם הכנסתה שלי, משמש אספר בשינו, הוא שניו. And there is a guess, הורי ידם הכנסתה שלי, שמשמש אספר, Pam Shino Ushio Ushwishis. Ushwishis. So Rashi says no, we have to be Gaira Sushwishis. In every piece In every clause, we have to begin at Shoshis. Now, I mentioned last time, there is a machlekes Hashem between the Raya of Rishay and the Raya of Hashem. There are three Rayas. There is the Raya of Rishay, that's the father-in-law of the Raya of Balasodis, and his name was also Rabavron Ben Dovid, Rabavron Ben Dovid, and then his son-in-law is the well-known Raya, the Balasodis and the Rambam. So there's the Raya of Hashem, he was the son-in-law of the Raya of Rishay, they both had the same name, and they both came from the same city. So that's why sometimes, you know, we don't know. When Rishay mentioned something in the name of the Raya, so we don't know whether it's the Raya of Rishay or the Raya of Rishay. There's some question. I mean, Chachmei Yisrael discussed that. The Asogis of Raya and the Rif, the Asogis of Raya and the Rambam, we know. That's the Raya of Rishay. And this, the Asogis arrived on the Rif. So is that the Raya of Hashem or the Raya of Rishay? So Balbushi Yomtev, from Ibn Mira, so he has a whole kutras, a whole siman. And he discusses and he mentions Kamali Tamarayas. So that the Baal Asogis on the Rif is also the Raya of Hashem. Raya Hashem, in other words, it was his derech to be masik. That's why the Rav Amiri, who doesn't mention any names, but has a certain appellation for everybody, so he calls him Idele Hamagi. Idele Hamasiki, Idele Hamagi. So in other words, so that's the Raya Hashem. And they are both from the same city from Paskiron. But then there is a Raya Hashlishi. The Raya Hashlishi, that's the one who wrote the Sefer HaKabbalah, the history. But he was also one of the Hashem. His name was Rav Avrom ibn Dawud, not Rav Avrom ibn Dawud, but Rav Avrom ibn Dawud. So there is a so the Raya, the Sefer Esher, that's attributed to the Raya Berishi. That's attributed to the Raya Berishi. The Hassan was skeptical as to whether it was written by the Raya Berishi, but I don't believe in these theories. It's attributed to the Raya Berishi. And he mentions two days, the Baal Esh mentions similar on the base and the Chasnir. So the Raya, the Baal Esh mentions two days, one day is that Oreya Damach Vastashmish Shameshes Pamushena Ushino Ushmishis, in view of the fact that the Brisa emphasizes Pamushena Ushino Ushmishis, so that shows. That implies that the first Kriya is not counted. Horeya damach vastashmish. So that creates the rest. So then, she becomes a soul of Bailo, if subsequent to the first Kriya. So she had three more Kriyas in succession. But the first Kriya is not counted. So, and they are mitayiket from the Roshim, Ushlishis. Because if the first three is also counted, so the prize shouldn't say Ushishis. So she already saw once. Mishameshes Pamrishino. Pamrishino means after that original Rie. So because it already said Oreya Damach Mastashis. And then it said Mishameshes. So Pamrishino is really the second Rie. And we should say Pamrishino Shio. If the first three is to be counted. Since the price emphasizes Horeya Damach Mastashmish Mishameshes Pamrishino Ushmiyo Ushmishis, so that means that the first three is not coming. So the Rabbi Baba Eshko, he mentioned such a shita, and then he's Chelekanet. Then the Rabbi Baba Nefesh, so all the Koskim, the Asam, who try to read into the Rabbi Baba Nefesh, another pshat. But the way all the Inisikeli understand that Shibukak, the Raya Balanefesh, the way all the Inisikeli, most of the Inisikeli, understand the Raya Balanefesh, accepts the Shite that his father, not the Balanefesh, rejected. The Raya Balanefesh himself mentioned two days. So he mentioned one Shite, that the first three is not counted, but he rejected the first three. Is also counted. And even if we are Geres, Ushlishis, So it means Ushmish is together with the original one. The original one. So that's the Bala Yeshkesh. And the Chayil Bala Nefesh presumably is Chayil. I say presumably because it's not so spelled out explicitly. So Ischelik and Yod in the first Liye is not to be counted. And I think that this is what the Rabbi Bala Nefesh means, because he says that after the first Liye, Liyas is established. So what does it mean? In other words, we have to have three Liyas after the Liyas is established. And because the first Rie was not based on and was not preceded by any Rie's. Why? Because the Rabbit says, in other words, the Rabbit chicken is that this price has reference to a woman who has no Vesek Tovah. As a matter of fact, according to the Mordechai, so it has reference only to a woman who has no Veset. But if a woman has a Veset Kavua, and then she was really a Damach Nastashish, even not so much a Veset. So we say it's Damna's body, she has a certain retention. But if she's a woman who has a Veset, she ain't a Kavua, so there is something unnatural about her. So if she sees Damach Nastashish three times, we have to be Chishish, maybe the Tashish is that factor that it provokes the menstrual flow. Anyway, but even those Vachilik and the Mordechai, but they agree that this aloche in the price of Horei Damach Nastashish, so applies to a woman who has no Veset Kavua either. So Memele says, since the Gemara says, man be on a ho, and the right of Pshat is like Rash, not like the Rash. So that means that if a woman wears no Veset Kavua, so she doesn't have to be making the Kibbe for Tashmish. So maybe there is no Reyes. So it's Mashma from the washing of the right of Bala Nefesh that according to him, the first three is not counted. Why isn't the first three counted? Because until she sees Damach Nastashish once, there is no reason. She doesn't even have to make it begin before Tashish. Once she sees Damach Nastashish, even one time, even though she's not a Asur Lebailo, she's only a Asur Lebailo if she sees Damach Nastashish three times in succession, but then even the Raivet is made. Even though the Raivet Chiki is that a woman who has no Veset Kavua does not have to make it begin before Tashish. But if she saw Damach Nastashish once, so then she is not Muteras Labailo unless she makes a Dike Kedem Tashish. So this is what he says. This is what apparently the Rayot says. It's not clear, the Roshan is not so simple. But this is what he mostly came to say he means. That the first three is not counted. Why? Because the first Rie took place without the Rie preceding it. So then it's not counted. But once she had the Rie Machmas Tashmish, one time, so whenever the Rie is established, then she's still Mutaris Abayo. But she has to make it Dikir before Tashmish. So after that, if she sees that Machmas Tashmish three times in succession, so then she becomes a Asur Lebailo. There's a, one second.
That's Rabbi Eshkol?
No!
Oh, that's Rabbi Bala Nefesh.
The Eshkol mentions that she did, and he rejects it. That's the Rabbi Bala Nefesh. Anyway, we have a Machlekes. I think, many say, that Rashi Shite is like the Rabbi Bala Nefesh, not the Rabbi Eshkol. Because Rashi says here, Bikulig Asim Mushishis. In other words, there was another Gilse that was in Gilis. Horei Damach Nastashish Shameshes Pam Rishayno Ushmino Ushmishis. But Horei Damach Nastashish Shameshes Pam Rishayno Ushmino. Now, those who are Gilis, Pam Rishayno Ushmino, so they also mean there has to be three Rias. But what does it mean? It's two Rias after this original Rias. and Bon Rie before the Reyes is established. So why does Rashi say Bikurei Ta'asim and Shlishis? Apparently, Rashi Shita is that the original Rie is not to be counted. Why? Because very simple. Because Rashi Shita is like the Raive, Mando Omar Ode Omar Ho, that it means that a woman who has a vestige of Vua, so does not have to be Kiddiki either. So the first Rie is never preceded by Rie. So that's why it's not even counted. So Rashi wants to emphasize that the first Rie is not counted. So the Melee, that is only if we have the Yosef Shlishis, but if we don't have the Yosef Shlishis, then on the contrary, it's Mashma from the Kreitze, that the first Rie is also counted. So it's Mashma, some of the Achayim say that Abu Dayak from that Rashi, that Rashi Shita is like the Balanefesh, not like the Balesh. Alright, so then Machil Kesemol, a stick, a painting stick, who may have a piece of cotton already absorbing. Our Reishi Shomach, Minach Dodi Mitoy. Now, then the price proceeds. The Yei Shomach of the Isimok in Taylor Bimakoso. The Yei Shomese Taylor Bimesto. Taylor Bimesto. So, if she has a match of the Isimok in, so is Taylor Bimakoso. So then she's not a soul. In other words, when do we say that if a woman has Israel Damach Mustache with three dams in succession, she does a revival, if she's not aware of any soreness, of any wound, or any bruise inside? But if she's aware of the bruise inside, so then, and then she sees Damach Mustache, so then she's with a revival, because then we attribute it to the market, not to the tashes. The tashes. Mishlomako beisimoki, teyre mako, so vim yeshlobese, teyre bebesto. So on this, there are several pshotim. We mentioned it. Last time, or the day before yesterday. Now let's see how Rashi explains it. Vim yeshlobese, bekil kwaze, shenere kosho machmas tashin shalvi prokim. So the pshat by Rashi is that if Yishlo Beset in the Vesto, that means suppose a woman was Mishabeshes Mitoso on the 10th of Nisan, and she was Sodam immediately after Tashmish, and then she was Mishabeshes. She was Mishameshes, let's say, and alright, so she counted 7 days. Alright. And then on the 18th of Nisan she was Mishameshes, and she didn't sit down. Then on the 20th of Nisan she was Mishameshes, and again Sodam Hasdash. So she counted 7 days, she saw that something. Whether she got the Bible or not saw the Bible, but 7 days she has to count anyway. So then she was in Shameshes on the 28th of Nisan and didn't see that. And then she was in Shameshes on the 30th of Nisan and she saw that again. So in other words, she already can predict a certain regularity that every 10th day when she's Mishameshes, she'll see Damach Mustaches. But if it's not the 10th day, she will not see Damach Mustaches. So then, this is how Rashi explains it. In the Yeshua Beset Rikil Kwaze, she ain't a very coach on Damach Mustaches. But only on the 10th of the month, and the 20th of the month, the 30th of the month, the 40th of the month, the 50th of the month. I mention it in another story, it should be every 10 days when she sees Damach Mustaches. But not every Tashmish she sees Damach Mustaches. So the Melee, then she's Asura with Bairo, and every 10th interval. But between the 10th interval, she's allowed to Bairo. That's how Rashi is. So according to Rashi's Pshat, there is no big chiddush. There is no big chiddush in that din. Even the Braisa didn't mention it. We could say it's a svara. I mean, it would be mistaken that we shouldn't apply the halacha. She is chuzah kolvin as damach tashmi. She is only chuzah kolvin as damach tashmi in certain intervals. But between one interval and the other, she is not chuzah kolvin, so she is mutar as rabbi. The Ramoya has a similar pshat. In other words, in the Yishla Besen, if she has, let's say, if she has a regilus, that every time she has tashish, immediately after she ate sharp food, let's say, shum, garlic, if, let's say, the tashish takes place immediately after she had a meal of sharp foods, like ochla shum, and then the tashmish immediately is after that achila shum, or after kvitzeh, let's say, after doing exercise, certain strenuous exercise, the tashmish, so then she's reading damachas tashmish. So again, she's mitaras labayo. She'll only be asur labayo if he'll want to have being with her, I mean, immediately after achila shum. But otherwise, it's not. That's the Ramoya's in the price. In Yishla Besen, the investor, if she has a certain vessel, to see Damach Mastashmish immediately following Kvitze, or immediately following Achila Shum. So, Sefer the Vesta. So again, according to Ramoya's Pshat, there is no big Chidesh in the price. It's something that we could say ourselves. Even the price didn't mention. Then there is the Rambam's Pshat. The Rambam's Pshat is in Yishla Besen, if the woman is a woman who has a Besen Kavua, let's say to see Dam every 25th day, every 25th day, and she had Tashmish on the 25th day, all right, it's also, so it's also, okay. So he did an Isser. So, and three times in succession, so Machmas Tashmish, she saw Dam in some of the Besto, so she never saw the Bayer. Of course, he's a Chayitay. He acted contrary to the deen, to the aloche. But she's not a solid dialogue because it's stable investment. So, alright, that is a chiddush, but it's mistaga, it's not a big chiddush. I mean, it's something. After all, the aloche says that some of the investment is also obvious. Why? Because we anticipate the possibility of seeing down. Now, if she did see down, so we should attribute it to it. Why should we say that she is always likely to see Damach Mastashi? So that's the Rambam's shot. So according to the first three shotting, there is no big finish mentioned in this rice. But then, according to the Mordechai's shot, there is a big finish. According to the Mordechai, in Yeshua Beset, if the woman has a Beset Kavua, let's say every 25th day, every 20th day, every 28th day, doesn't make any difference. So, no matter when the tashmish took place, even if the tashmish took place 5 days prior to the expected day of the vessel, so it's still tail the vessel. But how can we tail the vessel? The answer is, to see damach mastashmish is an unnatural thing. It's a pathological phenomenon. I mean, to see damach mastashmish. But if the woman is a woman who has no vessel, so there is something unnatural about her, because a normal woman should usually have a regular cycle. A normal woman should regularly have a regular cycle. I mean, I read in a science magazine that today's women, so you cannot say that most women have a regular cycle. So on the contrary, it might be that most women today don't have a regular cycle. So why is it due to? It is due to the fact that unfortunately most 80% of the women today take birth control pills. So the birth control pills has an effect on the menstrual flow. So that's why it was Mishtana Hatem. But originally, so the normal thing was for a woman to have a regular cycle. And if a woman did not deliver a kavua, it was something unnatural. It was something unnatural. So melee, so we can understand the Mordechai's shout in that price. Of course, it's a big chidesh. I mean, we couldn't say such a chidesh ourselves. I mean, the Mordechai says it, and melee shein achilei, because it's a striking chidesh. So that means that the whole aloha, according to the Mordechai, there are some misikeli who mention another pshat in the Mordechai, but the plain pshat in the Mordechai is that way, that according to the Mordechai, the whole aloch of Eye Damach Mastash Mishol is born in Mitzvah. So it's a sort of by law. So it only applies to a woman who has no Vesekruah. But if a woman has Vesekruah, so in Mele, we are never cheshish for Eye Damach Mastashish. Even if she saw the Damach Mastashish, she only saw the Vesekruah. Her Vesek is on the 25th day, and she saw down Machmastashish 3 times in succession on the 20th. But, we still are not Cheshish. Why aren't we Cheshish? Because to see down Machmastashish is an unnatural thing. It's an unnatural thing, it's possible, but it's an unnatural thing. So why should we be Cheshish? Maybe this woman has a tendency to see down after every Tashish. So we know we're not Cheshish. And even if it happened 3 times, it didn't happen 10 times, so we say it's an accident. So he's not, so of course she's Mechayevus to make it big. If she sees Damach Mastashish, and she, a woman who has a Vesek Kavua, so immediately prior to Tashish, she's Mechayevus to make it big. But she's not, but if she makes it big and she finds herself clean, so she's materis about it. She's materis about it. But if she has no vesicle, so then it means there is something the matter with her. If there is something the matter with her, if the menstrual flow is not contingent upon a certain day, so it's contingent upon something else. So we are change, maybe that's something else in the passion. Because the menstrual flow is highly psychosomatic. So in other words, it can be contingent upon the Tashmish. So this is how the Mordechai explains. The Yeshua Veset, in other words, the whole aloche of the Damach Tashmish, is as of the Bible, applies only to a woman who has no Veset Kavua. So she's unnatural, anyway. Since she's unnatural anyway, so then we are changed. Maybe the Tashmish is that factor that is greater than the Riazah. In other words, even though it was mentioned the price in Mishnah Makor, we say walking to the Makoso, but if, let's say, she knows that the dam that emanates from the market looks a certain way. It's red, but it's a different kind of red. And this dam that she saw now, is looks different, so then she cannot attribute it to the market. I mean, that seems to be a simple thing. Alright. Rebbe says, if the Isha says, I have dam in the moke, I have mak. Mako Yeshua moke is going to dam yitze. So then she is tayo. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, dam mako habon in a moke is tome. So what's the machleke is? Whether moke can be tome, can be naye. Now, Shimon say, what does it mean? Moke can be tome, can be naye. That means not that she's a soul of Bible. Not that she becomes a leader. In other words, that the Rabshim Gamliel Shita is that even though the Midrash doesn't become, if it's Dama Keir, I'm sorry, if it's Dama Kor, but she becomes Tomei Tuma Sereb anyway. Because he touched the Moki. Any Dam, even if the Dam is regular Damak, but if it emanates from the Moki, so it means it was in contact. That Dam was in contact with the Moki. If it was in contact with the Moki, so it's Tomei. So it's only with Dabi Tumei Vitare, but Enido she doesn't become. Now, I mentioned several times that the Raya Chite in Spanish and Zafo is that when do we say that the Mako, that the Mako is Toir, she's not in Ido, that is if it's Tamoka in Nazgodi. If it's Nazgodi, if it comes from the praise day or from the Aliyah, the Gemara says in Ido, I mean, you have to go over that Gemara. The Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin on the day says, Moshe Chachamim. I mean, it was discussed by many doctors in Torah journals and even scientific journals what it means. Moshe Chachamim Bimisho, Hacheda Vapreza Valia, Damacheda Tomei, Damalia Toye. Means of the praise there, Svei Kei Tomei, which is discussed in Amokia. But the praise there itself, in other words, because of the possibility of the likelihood that it came from the Moki. But if it is established that it originated in the praise there, then it's Toya. Now, what is praise there, and what is Cheder, and what is Aliyah? So, of course, Cheder, that's Tomei, so there, Dama Cheder Tomei, that's the uterus. Dama Cheder, let's say, menstrual flow, so that emanates from the walls of the uterus, that's Cheder. Now, praise day, Aliyah apparently, I mean some doctors, I mean those who wrote and did research on that, you know, Nelson, Coyce, I mean there are a number of doctors who did a lot of research. So they say, and that's probably it, that Aliyah is the cervix, the inside of the cervix, not the outside. The outside of the cervix is not on it. But, I'm sorry, the outside, Aliyah is the outside of the cervix. Not the inside of the cervix, just the mouth of the cervix. So, but the inside of the cervix. So that is already part. That's the tzava. That's really the mouth of the uterus, the cervix. So the inside of the cervix. So I mean the outside of the cervix. So it's Toya, Tamaliya Toya. The inside of the cervix is already part of the. So he says, so Valio, so Damachede Atomic, Damalio is Toya. So that means the cervix. Just in the mouth of the cervix, so it's Toya. And then poison here, so they say, that's the fallopian tubes. Poison say the fallopian tubes. Anyway, so the Rebbeit in his Pirush and Safro, so he says that when it's because there the Safro says, mentions it, deduces it from the Pasuk, that only the Midah is coming, but the Mako is Toya. So the Rebbeit says, the Mako in Hatzdodim betrays the Oyd Aliyah. But, however, the Mako in the Cheder itself, so that is not. So, in other words, when the Gemara says here, that's a Machro, my Benayo and Aruba in the Mokia Mekini Tomi Ikimina. So, the Rebbe says, the Menesisha Rima Mako Yeshu Bimokia Shemimenu Dam Yeitze. Dilre Rab or Dilre Rebbe. So, and Rav Shimon Meir says that it's Tome, but it's Tome, Tome, but she's not a needle, only to Masere. Why? Because it came in contact with the Moke. So, according to the Rebbe, it is reference to the Dam praise day of the Aliyah. Now, what is Dam Aliyah? Dam Aliyah is the cervix, and the outside of the cervix. So, Meire, the outside of the cervix, so, could have touched the inside of the uterus. So maybe it's only because it came in contact. If it's mamish at the mouth of the uterus, at the tzavar arechem, so maybe dead down, it emanated from the mouth of the rechem. So it's not from the mocher itself. But at the same time, since it emanated from the aliyah, that means the mouth of the rechem, the tzavar arechem, so it came in contact with the inside of the rechem. So here it's tome, mokam became tome. But if the makor is inside the uterus itself, so then she's an idol according to the rabbi. I mean, but the pashtus haloshon of that gemara is not like the rabbi. But this is how the rabbi will explain this gemara. Now the Gemara is a kasha. Shifteres a purim abdur lo. So the Gemara assumed in the Havamini that the in other words that when we say shifteres mivio shifteres we say chomakhe. So it means we put a splinter, a piece of reed, a piece of wood inside the tomb, so that will bruise her. So then it will be made tzidan. So what kind of a test will it be? So that will irritate the tissue and it will be made tzidan. Amar Shmuel b'shifere shalita u'pio rotsu b'seich. Because the Havamini was that it was a wooden shiferes. And you put in makreel, a painting stick, a piece of reed. So the Gemara says no, it's not that we take a wooden shiferes with a piece of reed inside, but we take a metal shiferes, a lead shiferes, and then and pure hotzot v'seicho, and then we put in and the inside and the mouth of that lead shiferes is bent down into inside. So there, and there is in that painting stick that is inserted inside, so we wrap up a piece of cup, we put on top a piece of cup. Omar, in other words, so there is no choshe that shall become bruised. We do it in such a way that it will not bruise the inside of the woman. Omar, the Mishlokish Rabbi Yechanan, the Katzmo, Bibi Shlishi Shobalo Yishevi. Why does she have to wait until she sees down in the third husband, with the third husband? So let her be bathing herself. Let her be bathing herself. I mean, with the first husband, with Shifaris. So, Omalei, if you should call him, Tvoyim Shobeis. Omalei, Bitiv, the Katzman, be on Shino Shalbal Shishi. Why does she have to wait until the Bio Shishis to make it Vike with the Shveres? She can make with the first Bio, in the third husband, she can make that Vike with Shveres. Omalei, you see, so the answer is, Lefi, Shein Kolakir Shop. Now let's see the Rashi. There is a machlokes according to Tesis. There is a machlokes between Rashi and the other Rashi. It's not spelled out so explicitly in Rashi. Now, Dibrei Rebbe, Hach Yirtzu L'Chulin Menesi Shekom HaRebbe, Avol Rei Shekul Rav Shimon Meir, Avgur Emavgeh, Shorei Tzein Cholok. Now, you see, again, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis on that point too. Because Rashi said before, "Vitinosi la'achir, hitlot ezim lebininu lechazok kereb Shimon." And here he says again, "Hach milsa lechudem in nemenesi shekom arabe, avol rei shekul reb Shimon." So Rashi emphasizes, you shouldn't make the mistake. He says that the reason as to why she becomes a sole buyer only after seeing Dam three times Machnas Tashmish, because the price accords with Rafshin Gamliel. And in regard to Vesta, since it's in Gair, in the Rabbanon, so he passed the Rafshin Gamliel. The implication being, according to Rebbe himself, the two times comes through the Chazoke, so then if she sees Dam Machnas Tashmish twice, she's a sole buyer. And if she will see Dam Machnas Tashmish with two husbands, she'll be a sole buyer. But we passed it, since it's negated the Rabbanon. Well, anyway, you see that the whole Nisa Rebaya, by Rei Adam Achmas Tashmish, the Sassu Rebaya is only the Rabbanon, not in the Raisa. And that point too, there is a Machlekes. There is a Machlekes. Because most Poskim say, and many of the Shevim say, it's only the Rabbanon. Hashbua says that. And Rashi, from Rashi, it's Muchach like that. That it's only the Rabbanon. However, the Chalukas Mechikik in Ebenezer, at the end of Ebenezer, in Simen Kuf Yutes, because this Aloche of Rei Adam Achmas Tashmish is mentioned in Ebenezer, the Chazide, and it's also mentioned in Ebenezer, because the husband is Mechuyet to the Bosa. So the Chalukas Mechikik in Simen Kuf Yutes in Ebenezer, he's Chalukas Mechikik, and he says that it's in the eyes. Now, from Rashi it appears that it's only in Rabbanon. Because Rashi says that the whole Allah reasons why we require three times is because it goes according to Rafshin Gamliel. But according to Rebbe, with two times. So why do we pass to Rafshin Gamliel? The answer is, it's the year only in Rabbanon. If it had been Nigeye, and it's in Raise, so we would be Cheshish Lechumre, according because... And then the reason is why the price requires three times, because the price calls with Rafshin Gamliel. But according to Rebbe, so with two times she does one time. Tesis is saying, the first thing says, Vinemenes, he shall not be the Rebbe, Kirsh Rashi, Dafkach, say to the Menes, Kirebbe. I will call a rich Rafshin Gamliel, the Sirah, the Kim, the Nav Chazoki. We read before it. Now, so we have to explain cases the way we explain when we discuss, I think about a week ago. So we mentioned with Abu Vestas that the reason is why Ivest Achidish requires three times, three of these. Or Vesta Flogger requires four times. In other words, three of these. So it's so some machines say again, because the cell of some of the Vesta is only the Rabbanon. So Mele will rely Likule and the Shita of Rafshin Gamliel. The implication being according to Rebbe, so with two years Achidish. Or 3 years after she will establish it as a kula. But since the Yisrael of some of the Vesto is only in Rabbanon, and the Drosh of his Adonis in Israel is only as Machte, so maybe we are making. So, but however, the other Shemim I mentioned, who say that in regard to Vestes, so even the whole, for example, so he says, that in regard to Vestes, even Rebbe will agree that she doesn't establish a Vestes Kugashi to be also a violent in Zabeset with less than 3 years. With less than 3 years. So we explain it. Because everybody is made there, that even Rebbe will be made there regarding Shira Nakh and Shira Mued, he will not become a Shira Mued with two Migiches, but only with three Migiches. Why? Because the machleket between Rebbe and Rafshin Gamliel is in regard to the question, let's say, a katlonis or isha shemomo is no mis machmas mila, or more of shilu and sheis who makes machmas mila. So according to Rebbe, the third child in the family cannot be human. Why? Because there is a question whether there is a tendency in that mishpocha to die machmas mila. In other words, whether there is afflicted with hemophilia. So then, according to Rebbe, two times establishes a chazaka. Then there is a tendency in that family to be affected by wound, you know, by cut. And the contraption of Mashinking Gabishira Nakhan, so it's not the pshat that there are certain shvorim are born innately ferocious and certain shvorim are born innately innocent. No, all shvorim are born the same way. You can call it ferocious, you can call it innocent. I mean they're not ferocious, but certain shvorim, as a result of habit, of cultivating a habit. So have the Nasi Teva and more than Teva. So just a certain youngsters, they cultivate the habit of addicting themselves to drugs, so then it's impossible for them. It's very difficult for them to resist the temptation of taking drugs. So in other words, so a Shaya can cultivate the habit of going. So in other words, so in order to cultivate the habit, even heavy is naked. That twice, two times does not cultivate the habit. Only three times. So the Gabi Vestes and the Shem say, so again, that the Machlok Hashem, whether Vestes is a question of a tendency, so certain women have a tendency, so then it's stolen, that's, so then it is stolen the Machlok Hashem Rav Shem Gamliel. But the Rishon was saying that even Rebbe will be made it, that with less than three times she's not a soul of the Bible in the Inazal Esed, because they hold that inasmuch as a menstruation is grounded in the emotions, so you can cultivate the habit like anything else that is grounded in the emotions. So in other words, so in order to cultivate the rigors, even Rebbe is made it, that it requires three times. So that's the pshat in Tesis here. In other words, here, according to Tesis, it's based upon a rigus. In other words, Re'e damach mastashish. It's a certain weakness, like addicting oneself to smoking. So it's based upon a rigus. So in other words, if she saw damach mastashish three times, so that means she made it a habit. So two times, it does not establish a habit. That's the pshat of Rashi. Anyway, all right. Then, Avkura Mavdera Shoyitzi, Chalek Musar Tom Tzidam, Rov, Rotzut Kof, Vitit Nid Biyashnish Shal Baal Rishi, for him am Biyashnish Shal Rishi, Veidach Nisham Shal Vidniko, Virobot Izgaris. So, if you say, Kolek Zbo Yishom, Vishem of Galach Eyo, it is Tor of Dike, Umutev Shet Izgaris, Vitisake, Vitove, Vitikores, You can't be garish as it is chalik, as it is chazik b'sholish izboi. So he said, "V'tivdi b'vir shemish obal shmishim shibol lo panachas l'visham ishviya b'etike." Shaiyuz kovidim l'etzboi, simshanim amichaskati achas chazoke. Tei kol achir shovim, shem obiul ezu oishov kiyach merube. You can't as it is chazik b'gimul bias, v'chol echad v'echad, v'hodo tiboi b'etike, v'biul b'vi shol bal shmish, bal shmish. All right, now, so. Teitze says, Pirish be confess, mi bi yashishi veilach di shamei shal di biko. Vi romo tiz garish, mi techo shemi mashma. So that's why I'm going over the Teitze. Because it's not spelled out by Rashi. But Teitze understood Rashi is saying, mi techo shemi mashma, da asura lo rishin afiru di dike. Vo ha adin da ave motzen li nifach lo rikeru shemi gam li shemi lo itish dere kala al di dike. Ki lo yoda shinuye de wat kola etzboi shonis. We have a matter of rishin bidike. The day is to hamid abraise to generate in prayer bidike. Oy shin bidas rite. We chay mashma birshal. Anyway, according to the way Tesis understood Rashi, in Rashi it's not so bad. But the Magid Mishnah is medayi from the Rosh Hashanah Rambam also. The Rambam Shiti is also at Rashi. Anyway, that's why the Rishayim assume that there is a machlekes Rishayim between Rashi and Rav Netan. According to Rashi and according to the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah says that's the Rambam Shiti also. So, according to Rashi and according to the Rambam, so Bdike is only effective after she had three husbands. She had three husbands. So then we rely on Bdike in order she should not be made in Agure. She will not be able, without the Bdike, without the effectiveness of the Bikesh, Riferes, she'll not be allowed to get married to anybody because she's Huzer. Masha'inke, before she married, she was married to three husbands with young Kalayan Bikesh. Because otherwise the decay is not a conclusive test. It's not an absolute test. It's a fair test, but it's not an absolute test. In other words, even if the dam is not dodi, so it does not conclusively determine that the dam did not come from the moke. In all probability, the dam came from the dodi. Since the dam is not found on the piece of cotton on top of the shiferes, but the dam was found on the sides of the tomb. But there is a remote possibility that perhaps the dam did come from the mokeya, but it just dripped down from the mokeya into the vaginal canal, and it stained the side of the tomb. But that's not right. So Mele, after she already married three husbands, so then the alternative would be to remain Agune, not to be married to anyone. So the Chachamim were not Chayish. Masha'im came with the first husband, the second husband, so the Chachamim don't rely on this test, which is not 100%. That's a Shittas Rashi. And according to the Rabbetah, and most Rishayim, so it is effective even in the first lesson. But what does the Gemara say? So Tesis explains. So he says, so Tesis explains. In other words, if the woman doesn't want to undergo the trouble of going through a test with the shiferes being inserted inside, so there he has to divorce her. But if the woman and the husband are willing to go through that trouble of the test, so then on the contrary, so you don't tell the husband to divorce her. I'm mostly ashamed, agree with Ramadan, not with the sheet of Rashi. I mean, even though Rashi himself doesn't spell it out, or the sheet of the Rambam, the way the Magnishni understand it. Now, the Mechaber mentions both days, but the Ramor Paschus is Machria, like the Sheet of Ramatan. That, in other words, that she can resort to that test, to that decay, even with the first husband. But the Brisa mentions that in connection with the third husband, after she was married, to three husbands, in case the woman does not want to submit to a test. So then you tell her, the third husband, if you don't want to submit to a test, you can't marry anybody. But if she wants to submit to the test of the shiferes, so in the first husband she can do it, and the husband does not have to divorce her. So that's the shita of most of the shit. Alright, now. Hayi, the osoyo ikami de rebbe, omale le agdom, zil basa, ozul basa, vinofa omimenu cheroras dam, oma rebbe nishapo, Zeis. Hayi itse dasoi mikami de marshmuel. Omele le rabdime balesi. Zil basa. Ozul basa de unofo menu le mide. Oma shmuel. Zumi malo binifetesi. Vichola malo binifetes. Eilo tekon. In other words, in this Gemara, we have the first time mentioned Ishakti. This is Ishakti. I mean, it's the first time I showed it to a number of doctors. I mean, it was stunning. They didn't believe. I had to show it to them in the Gemara. They didn't believe. So, the Ishak treatment, this is Ishak treatment in a certain situation. In other words, why was it shown? Why is that Ishak treatment effective? Because Ishak treatment is used in respect to someone who is psychically sick. So then, Ishak treatment is effective. In other words, because menstrual flow is grounded in the emotions, so that's why a shock treatment is effective. So a certain woman was constantly seeing damach mustaches, but Rebbe didn't want that she should remain in Agune, not to be allowed to have a husband. So Rebbe tried the shock treatment and it worked. In other words, he frightened her. He frightened her. So now there are stories, cases of certain people who spend millionaires, who spend thousands and thousands of dollars on psychiatrists, and the psychiatrists were not able to help them. It made them more crazy, some of them. All right, anyway, so, but one man, and I read the story of a man and of a woman, and one man I know that person. So that person, he was in prostitution for a number of months, and they tried all kinds of shock treatments, and it made his condition worse. The shock treatment don't always work. You know, sometimes it works, and sometimes it works temporarily, and then when it recurs again, it's more serious. Sometimes it works. Anyway, so a certain person, I know a certain person. So they tried, he was in the institution, and the psychiatrist collected thousands of dollars, maybe $70,000. And he was a millionaire that man. And it didn't work. His condition was aggravated. All right, they released him from the institution. He couldn't do anything to him. And one time he was driving a car, and of course he was not 100% sane, but still, the license was not taken away from him. He got involved in an accident, and he suffered a concussion of the brain, but he was cured. In 3 weeks he was cured, and then he was 100% normal. I mean, the shock of the accident, well, that doesn't mean has to show him, it's not just trouble. He should
drive a car into a light bulb.
Hasishala. And then I read of a certain woman, a similar thing, that she had trouble and she was in an institution, and then there was a fire in the house, and she was afraid that her child, Hasishala, perished, so she had a shock, but the child was saved, and she was saved, and she was cured. In other words, anything that is grounded in emotions, so in shock, can cure. So that's what Rebbe tried. Omar Rebbe. So Omar Rebbe Nisrap Ezois because of the shock. So she had a very abundant flow one time as a result of that shock, but that cured her. Alright. The Asoy coming to Mashmuel, Omar Rabdina Bayesh is your Baase, also Baase, but he didn't say, it wasn't effective. But we're not for men who need it. Omar Shmuel, Zumi Malo Binifetisi, the Hora Malo Binifetisi, and what I call it. So, in other words, what does it mean? It means, that's the way I understand this Gemara. It seems that Rey Damach Mastashmish can be due to two conditions. It can be due to a physiological condition. So then the shock will not affect any cure. So Nazim Malov Nefetzes. So, but then, but usually, a Rei Damach Mastashmish can be due to the emotions. So if it is due to the emotions, if it's emotional, so then the shock can cure. If it's not exclusively grounded in emotion, so then the shock will not cure. I mean, that's what I said that we're not going to learn today the Mechaber. I said it to him. So I don't want to explain because it's very late. As a matter of fact, I have a certain appointment also. So somebody has to pick me up at 1 o'clock at my home. Okay. So, but since I said that we'll go over the tour, so just let me run over the tour. Just don't ask me any questions, I just meant one number, because I'm afraid it was a letter. Isha Sharia Damach Mastashmish Miyad Vekhei Shekirat Minamito Mishamesh Espan Vishinu Vishinu Vishlish Im Yechulon Royo Mishon Veirach Vekishamish Shait Nizgarish Vekinosei Lachem This is Lachem Yerosa Mach Mastashmish Mishamesh Espan Vishinu Vishlish Mishon Veirach Vekishamish Shait Nizgarish Vekinosei Vishlish This is Vishlish Yerosa Mach Mastashmish Mishamesh Espan Vishinu Vishlish Rasa Bechulom Shubu Vekinosei Lachem Rasa Bechulom Shubu Vekinosei Lachem kids in the deck is a fellowship, Die Mschische aus Sommer für Westo und die Themen der Josse und die Schwester, das ist der Rambam zu Pschat. Die Mschische aus Westo, Themen der Westo, das ist der Rambam, der Afro Pschat, so das ist der Rambam Pschat. Und die Chashina war, Rehe macht das Achtes, die Mschische Mako, die Zemokin, Themen der Isen Dama Koso, die Dama Koso, die Schütten Dama Josse und Themen der Dama Koso, die der Menes Isch, aber immer Mako, die Schütten Dama Koso, die Dama Koso, die Dama Koso, die Dama It's not the right, mention such a shit. We are in there with some chinon, a hard dicker out here. Because we are not dicking, we are not killing in the dicker of the shepherds. They, the chinon in the dua, she will not go in, have in this Israel, go to our Korea, keep us down to hell, or she's still down to That's a very strange shit. The first shit, they, we're not killing all our son. So the other shame of Achille can say we are killing. But the other shit is a chinish in the deal. In other words, that Because according to the other Shite, why is the Dikar Sheferes affected? Because the Dikar Sheferes determines that the dam emanated not from menstruation, but from a market in his body. So that means that according to the Raimet, Rab Zeire was gazing even on the Mako. That's it. Very strange Shite. So the way here, we don't pass like that Raimet. We near a day of your Rosa. Now, what is some chimera? So, in other words, he's chimera both. First, I mean, the fact that it's not killing, so he says, we are killing. And then, that it is an integral part of the Kones Rav Zeira, it's not an integral part. We know you do as you go, and it's not in this table. The Ramban Kosa, so you know in Tehle Nidama Kosa. So the Ramban is chimera now. And that's it on the island. He says, we are king. But he says, we are not there today in Damakosa. She tzchicha on a week in Damakosa, Mishin in Damriosa, the Achshav in a king, the Maris lady in Mishin in Rab. We need a lot in your way of Ozal. And we're telling the Stam, Lema, she in Mishune, as she do a lot of Mishun, Mishuna, or Pechochem, she in a shnei. We say, you have a lot of Meda, in Bein Zemose, after Kishin in a king, the Maris Damifnei, we tell him, בשני דומים שאני פונו פיוח על האחר, אם נשאותים או נשאותים מרזי. כוסף זה מהתרומו שאם תיוצא לנשחת לי, סליחה שתשחת לי, כאילו שתשחת לי. אבל אחר שתשחת לי, צורכי לנו מתוכל לסבלך על יפוע ושם יש ההקל. אפילו אם נראה לי רפי מוכר. כוסף הרמב״ן, כל יום מפחיד לי סותחת פיסל, ותיו דם ונשחת לי בטרס הבית. כמו רואה, איפה זה ריזולט או בשק, She stopped seeing Dama Chastashis, so she was out of fire. That's this, the case of Rebbe. V'im chos rabi roa sa Dama Chastashis, ati yot danachas, v'yot yuash oros nerefor. Suppose she stopped seeing Dama. And then, again she started to see Dama, so that is the joke. She again, her emotions were aroused again. So, it doesn't mean that she was not pure altogether. It means, Shall we also look for? He doesn't say shall we Israel. Because we also look for, in other words, the cure was not permanent. The cure was only temporary. That's why he says, be a dua shall also look for. Though he know a material is so, le'acha sheroa sodam, atkan. Atkan. Now, that's the sheet of the cure that today when, that today, that I mean, that's what the Ramban says. That's the Rosh and the Ramban, but the Rosh was Chelik.
Oh. August 4th, 1982, Yud Beis Hafash and Tavshin Yud Beis.
Bizarre. Hine Yisho Ari Adam Achmastash. Yisho Shero Asa Adam Achmastash Nish. Miyad. Yordain Shetei Shikyodo. Mikach Asakar. Or in Tachas Akeses, with Tikeo A, Gritik Bay, with Kanea Hatsmei, in Shaleshes Kimupom, in the Hongimupom in the Tsufim, in succession, Roa Sodam, the coach in what's of Gimupom in Dam, Malay Chalet, in other words, that is mentioned by none of the shame. that when we say Priya Damach Mastashi, so Zasuro, Rivairo, only Miyat. What does it mean, Miyat? So Miyat, there are two dargis in Miyat. One dog is that it is so instantaneous after the Tashmish that if she does find down, so then she's Mukhiyam is a Chatos. It's a Vada that she was in Yigam Shas Tashmish. That is, if the aid was already in her hand, available to be Mikameach. So it's a question of the second. And then the next year is, if it is so shortly after the Tashmish that it's within the time that it takes for a woman to take out a piece of cloth that is under the pillow, not that it's already in her hand. That's the shiur to be mechuyev v'chatos, but to be mechuyev v'nashim tov, so that it should be considered as regular raise, if ashet teishi tesiodo nitachas akar and lokachas esoeid or karachas atzma. So this is the shiur. Ish, in other words, if it is so shortly after the Tashmish that if she did find down, she will be mechuyev, she and he will be mechuyev enoshem tov. In other words, it will be a sege beraisa. Because if it's more than the time that is involved in taking out a piece of cloth from under the pillow and wiping herself, so then midraisa it's not even considered an esopic. So then we assume that she was still so nido after the Tashmish. And only the Gabitares, so we are becoming in Afreya, all the Tares she handled, may Israel, that's only the Rabbonon, and only the Gabitares, the Gabibailo, we are not in the Rabbonon, we are not Cheshish. And we assume that she was still so nido after the Tashmish. So, Mele, why should she be a soul of Bailo? But if she found herself in nido within the time that it takes for her to take out the aid from under the pillow and be mikanayach herself, so in such a case they would be mechuyev and hashem tolu. So that means that on the raisa level it's isopic. Maybe she was already a nido at a time in the Tashmish. So then the halacha is that he has to divorce. So isha shavua sadam machmas Tashmish miyad b'yodei sheteish itiodo v'tachas akal v'tachas keses. ותתראי לידיק בהיכנך עצמי, משמשת גימו פעמים, אם בכל גימו פעמים, ריצו במרוע הסודם. So, number one is that one prerequisite is that she should find it done immediately, instantaneously, after the Tashmish, which means the second that is required to be meishis yodo with a chazakah, with a kaniyach hazatzmo. And the second prerequisite is that it should be in succession. Now, so if she found the dam on her piece of cloth when she was becoming herself, so then only if she found it within a few seconds after the Tashmish. But suppose he found it on his piece of cloth, so then it doesn't matter even if we'll find it the next morning. So then it will be a riot that it was from the Tashmish. Because to me, Motso Gimu Tomin Dam, Alei Chalei, Asuma Lishamish in Baalze, Elot is Garish, it is Osir Ach, Nisis Rache of the Roas of Dam, Achmastashish, Gimu Tomin Ritzufi, Asuma Lishamish, Gamimisi Ba, Elot is Garish, it is Osir Shlishi, Vim Gamma Nashlishi Roas of Dam, Achmastashish, Gimu Bomi Ritzupin, Vitinose Achir, El Asur Licho, Achetim. Vyeish Emrim, now the Rayot mentioned such a shite. Even though Mitzad Ikaradin, so she is only Asur Lubayro if she found the dam instantaneously. I mean within seconds of the Tashmish, but if it's more spend the time that is required in that is involved in taking out the ink from under the pillow and being mikameach has elapsed. So then she's not asuro, but since we are not pkiyim, so mele b'yishenim shenu nupkiyim eze mikhe machmastashish ki ein pkiyim b'shir amiska v'lochem kol shereye gibu pomi somoch litashish mikhe libidon machmastashish v'nesho albay. Alright, but that doesn't mean that if she found her the next morning she didn't get off the bed, and until the next morning and she found the dam that she still saw. In other words, the only reason is because you're not a king. So that chayach, if it is short, it's a question of seconds, maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes, so there we can be chayishish. Maybe it was less than she thinks has elapsed. Masha'in came if she knows that a considerable time has elapsed. So then it's not shy to be chayishish, he knew him, but he knows, let's say, if he knows, if he has a watch, that she has a watch, let's say, and she knows that, let's say, 5 minutes has elapsed. So then it's not shy to say, we are king. In other words, doesn't have a watch. And it was, she got off bed immediately, but minastam, we should say, it's more than the time that is required in taking out the ink from under the pillow. Oh, but we can make a mistake. But if she knows that a considerable time has elapsed, then it's not shayach to be said that we are chayish. Alright. Ve'ilu gimu pomin tzrichim liyis ritzufim. Avu loyo ritzufim loynesho al bayu. Ve'ilchiluk בין אם רואה עסוקים ופומים מיד שלא עסוק ובין נזכרות לו החכים ורואה עסוקים ופומים וכל זה לא ימייר אלו ברואה עסוקים ופומים תשיש. In other words, this really relates to what he said before that יש אינים שלא נפקים. So when did the child to say if it was some of the tashish, so then in the pkim, but if it wasn't some of the tashish, so then it's not child. אבל רואה זה סוף התש משונה ישראל בעיר ומותר אסלה אילך את הרוס אותם ודינו כמי שאין לו ומותר אסלה אילך את הרוס אותם ודינו כמי שאין לו בסק. What does it mean? In other words, what does it mean by this? I mean, the Mephoshim don't even explain, but there is a very basic halacha made implicit in this Ramon. He says, behold the I mean, all this that we say we are not king, so only if it's was some of the tashish. Avon roas is some of the tashish. Voinesral by. But suppose it's not was some of the tashish. Let's say she knows half an hour has elapsed already. And then she got out of bed and she looked at the egg and she saw down, so then she's not a son. So still he says, Umutovasli lachata osotomi. What does it mean, vidino kimishen vesek? He means, because the Mechaber and the Ramor, they passed in that a woman who has no vesek kavua, so lechola poches, 3 beers, she must make it bigger if they tash me, she lacha tash me. 3 beers. There is one shite, one washing the Mechaber, that all alike, but it's not mashma. It's not mashma that the Ramor is chayshish for dechi, but the Ramah certainly doesn't pass through like Rashi and Tesis and the right. So the first 3 years, so she has to make tickets, kingdom tashmish, reacha tashmish. So he says, in the case where she found dam achmas tashmish, but it wasn't some of the tashmish, let's say it was 5 minutes, she looked at watch and she saw. It was when she looked at the egg, so it was already 5 minutes after the tashmish. So she's not a sort of the bio, but she has this, even though she is a woman who has a vesek kavua, but if something like this happened, so then she has the same status as a woman who has no vesek kavua. Just as a woman who has no vesek kavua, so l'chol hapoches has the first 3 beers. So she has to make pikes to make sure that she's not Ruzakol Yudas Damach Mustashmis. So this woman too, even though generally she has him as a Kavuah, but if something like this happened to her, some melee, she's not allowed to Lishame Yisha unless she makes it. This is what the Ramo means. Vidino Kini Sheila Besa. Kinsa Bidekes. Niteles, Niteles. Now, we discuss Machlekes Lishame, the Machlekes, the Bala Eshkel, and the Bala Raibe, as whether the first Liyah is counted in the Cheshmona. Now, the Shach says, in Sibbeis, Gimu Bomi, Mimorisha, in the Haya, Uy Beis Bomi. But it's not so possible. There is a machlekes l'shemim, and there is a machlekes achemim. And on the contrary, some amudai from the two, that the two shiti is, that the first year is not counted. All right. But this is what the shach is. But there is a machlekes l'shemim on them. Kinsa bidekes, nitelesh viferes, perush, konechol shoriferes, of lent, shalimah. And it is inserted. The mouth is pushed in. ומותרס ויעב בזמן הזה וישליס מחדית הזו because the two mentioned the shite that בזמן הזה we cannot rely on their decay of shiferes. So he says no, even בזמן הזה we can rely on their shiferes. Now here he says אם נמצא דם על רשי וידוע שהוא מן הבוקר ואסור ויעב. What does it mean, Vinlav? So, Vinlav, so look at Behaitim, what the Behaitim says. Oh. Mumutaris. Ches, ois ches, nevehim. Mashma, afilu ba'al adimu. Afilu ba'al adimu, because so far, the Mechaber and the Ramo, they mentioned the test of Shriveres in connection with the woman who already was divorced by two husbands. I mean, the way the Gemara presents it. So, and then, in the third husband, so she makes the dish. She makes the bidding. So he says, if she didn't find the dam on the top of the cup that covers, that wraps up the top of the shriferes, so then she is muteres not only to get married to a fourth husband, but she is muteres even to the third husband. Mashma filibala gimu. In other words, what does he mean? He means because the Mechaber and Sidgimu will mention 2 days, that's the Machlikes Rashi and Ramatam, as to whether the Dike of Shviferes is effective regarding the first husband. So Rashi Shite is no, and Ramatam Shite is yes. Why does the Mora mention it regarding the third husband, after she already saw 3 times with the third husband? The answer is because the Gemara wants to tell us, suppose they don't want to submit to this test. They don't want to submit to that test. So then she can get married to a second husband and even to a third husband. If she wants to submit it, they want to submit to that test. So she doesn't have to, he doesn't have to divorce her. He doesn't have to divorce her. So there are 2 days in the Chava, and there are more castings like Hamletan. And 2 days in the Mechaber. So what the Behated means, Mashma Fu in Baal Adimul, he says, he means this, needless to mention, that according to Rabbatan and most of Shemi, that this testing by the Shriferes is effective even regarding the first husband, so it goes without saying that where she made it with the third husband, So, of course it's effective. I mean, it's effective, she can rely on it, they can rely on it, even with the first husband, or has come on the ham of the third husband. But even according to Rashi, who says that the Chachomim will not matter her to rely with the first husband, but in regard with the third husband, since the Chachomim will matter her, in order that she should not remain in Aguna and she should not be allowed to stay with the husband, so Mimele, if she did make that dike after the third time with the third husband, and it was negative, in other words, there was no dam on the top of the Shviteres, so then she is allowed to stay with the third husband, even according to Rashi. But according to Rambam, it goes without saying. So this is what he means, I think. So he says, "Mashma afilu ibal adimu." Now, then the Rebbe says something else, and it's a very important halacha. I mean, there is no machloekes something. But he pointed out, "V'imoynitzah lameich shein sheyitzah bizdoni aishneferes bein sheyitzah of klal muteres." Everybody agrees with that. So in other words, because when is she asura only? Only if the test is positive. Positive means if there is dam on the top of the shikares, and the absorbent, the top that is wrapped up, that wraps up the top of the shikares. But, in other words, let's say this is the shikares, and so she puts a piece of cotton on the top of the shikares. If she finds dam on the top of the shikares, on the cotton, that means positive, so she's absorbed. But if she doesn't find dam on the top of the shiferes, whether she doesn't find any dam anywhere in the shiferes, or suppose she does find dam, but not here, but she finds it here, so that means negative. So that means she's muteres. This is what the behavior says. All right. Vimlav. So vimlav means. Vimlav means that there is no dam to be detected on the top of the shiferes, but whether there is dam on the stodim of the shiferes or there is no dam altogether in any place in the shiferes, so she muteres. Vimlav v'yodua she min hatzdodim u'muteres v'av bizman hazeh yishis mechabdikeshim. Now the question is this: he says, so be shlein in the case where she does find dam, but not on the top of the shiferes in the cotton, but on the shiferes itself, she finds a stain of dam on this dam of shiferes. So then we understand. So then we say it's a glory milse that when she saw dam achmas tashmish, so that dam didn't emanate from the boker either, from the tashmish. It emanated from the zdodim, from the vaginal canal. In other words, it was irritated, the tissue was irritated. So because of the tashmish, so it rubbed against the tissue, so the mele, it started to bleed. So that is all well, we can understand that in the case where she does find dam and the zdodim of the shiferes. But the same heter applies to the case where she doesn't find any dam, so the question is, if she doesn't find any dam, so then we cannot say that the dam she found three times, machmas tashmish, she told more than three times, with three husbands, so in other words, nine times she found it, three times with each husband. So we cannot say that it was Mahmazali. So this Rivera should also have a stain of dam on this dog. How is it that this Rivera, when she made the testing, so didn't have any dam altogether? So in the case where she does find dam on this dog, then we can say, that that all the dam she saw, she found Machas Tashmish, it was all from the next body. It wasn't from the Mecher. But in the case where she doesn't find and she feels any dam, there she's also Muteres. Why is she Muteres there? So there are many poskim who explain it on the basis of a different match. In other words, in the case, she is Muteres in two situations. One situation is where she does find dam, but under the double of this Muteres. So there she is Muteres because we draw the conclusion that in the previous times when she found dam, Machmas Kashmish, so it was, she also emanated from that zone. In the second situation, where she doesn't find any dam on the Shifares, she's also the Teres, there we say, so many persons say, there we say that she found dam. How is it that before she found dam, and now she doesn't find dam? Because she was already cured of that condition. In other words, when she did find dam, so she probably had a sore tissue inside. She had a sore tissue inside. But it was already cured. By the lapse of time, it was cured. The Horaya, now when she inserts a Shiferes, a tube inside, so she doesn't find any dam on the Shiferes. In other words, so it's for two different reasons. In one situation where she does find dam, but under the Godim of the Shiferes, she is Muteres the bylaw, because we draw the conclusion that the dam always emanated from the Zodim, and now it too it emanated from the Zodim. In the second situation, where in the tube doesn't have any stains of dam, even on the Zodim, so there we say she's Muteres the bylaw, the fact that in the previous times, Machmas Tashmish, she found dam. Now when she puts in a Shiferes, she doesn't find dam. She doesn't find dam. So it shows that she was already cured, she was disrupted. This is how many possible explain it. The Chazmish, you know, Chazmide, he explained it very in a remarkable way. And he says, look, in both situations, it's very reasonable to explain it that way. Because according to the other explanation that is mentioned by most poskim, so then the Mechada should spell it out. After all, it's for two different reasons. In the case where she doesn't, where she finds the dam and is going on the Shiferes, she is Muteres because we say, we draw the conclusion that the dam emanated in Hatzlodim. In the case where she doesn't find any dam on the Shiferes, so because we say she was cured of that condition. So it's a different reason altogether. Why doesn't it spell out? So he says as follows, in other words. If it comes from the Mokeya, so then this is unusual that sometimes she shoots it down and sometimes not. So if the Tashmish provokes a flow, some melee, the insertion of the tube into the mock air should also provoke a flow, because a menstrual